18, on the digital version. Yeah. The Perth Local District Committee. Yep, they had a recommendation around the train park signage, and Councillor Adams is moving that, and Councillor McCullough is seconding. Any discussion? No discussion. I'll put the recommendation.
Aye.
All those in favour? All those against? It's carried. Good. Oh, goodness me, why doesn't it work? Right. And we also have a recommendation from Perth around the train park sculptures, which are expected to be installed by mid-February, and councils have advised the committee of the timeline, so we probably don't need to do anything.
We note it.
Okay, Councillor Lambert. Who'd like to second that? Councillor Andrews. And we note it. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right. Information items. Any questions from anybody? Councillor Brooks.
I've got three questions to you from the district committee. The first one is, what's been done regarding...
Which district committee?
Longford District Committee. What has been done regarding the signage within the roundabout, at the Longford roundabout? Can they have an update, be emailed,
We can update them.
You need to go and get further advice.
It's being reviewed at the moment to get something to come back to council, but they haven't finalised anything as a draft to come back to council. So I can let him know that, or you can, councillor, whichever way you prefer. It's still being progressed.
You haven't got a time frame?
Not at this stage, but I'll ask the question.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Also, they're having trouble with the minutes. We seem to be a month behind. They did assure me that the minutes were sent to council on the 5th of January, yet they're not shown here in the agenda. So they're concerned about that, because then all their motions don't get... We're a month behind all the time. So
I'll check and provide some advice on that.
They're there. The December ones are there.
The January ones aren't there.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I think the meeting was like 1st of January, not 1st of January, but 2nd or something, and they had the minutes to council by the 5th.
Yeah. Yep.
That's very hard when you have the next meeting. When we have the next meeting next week, we'll be sort of a month behind. It's really awful.
Mm. Yep.
The bike track between the roundabout at Longford and Bishopsburn Road seems to have got lost. I keep driving past there thinking, is that a bike track or is that... But I can't seem to see any like designated line marking or anything where the bike track or bike way or whatever you want to call it is there. Is it there or...
No, it's not. No, the department said they'll look for funding for that to go in, and they haven't progressed it yet. But I'll ask the question, but they did come back to us and indicate they're happy to include it in the future once they get some funding to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's not there yet.
No, it's not there yet.
So they're not going to do it within this work programme?
No, they didn't have the funding for it, but they supported to get the funding to make it happen. So I'll find out where that... We'll ask the question where that's at.
And we're actually talking about not only the bike track, we're talking about the bridge... the piece over the bridge as well, the extension on the bridge.
Yeah,
that was what I'm talking about.
Longford to Bishopsburn.
But the extension is also up to Corlum. And
we'll ask them where
the
they
danger. There's a bit more space there now because there's lanes everywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
The danger is going across the creek with the bridge.
Yeah. I'll ask them where the both of those are at.
Just one more thing. I know I did send Des an email about there's no toilet at the truck rest stop. Now, mightn't sound much of an issue, but to have a truck rest stop with no toilet seems a bit of a waste of time to me, because that's the whole reason. Sometimes they pull off and have a spell and have probably a bite to eat and go to the toilet.
Don't worry, we've raised that right all the way along.
Yeah. And council did too, yeah.
And because you don't necessarily have to have a sewage line, neither do you. You can put just a septic tank or whatever in there. You know, I think it would be something really good if we could push. I know we are pushing it, and I can't believe that State Growth never
they
really included
no.
it in the project. It seems to me that it's more of a transport pull-off area for the transport inspectors rather than a rest area for trucks. Mm-hmm. Now I've sort of looked at it a bit, you know. They're, that were the only questions.
Can I just add to that? I believed from what State Growth told us when we did meet with the Minister and State Growth that the Patina Road extension into Longford would occur before they thought about doing the roundabout to Bishopburn Road, that was going to be a part of this project that's happening now. But I don't know. We haven't been advised of anything for sure.
I will say that bit of road, Gradco did do, probably the best bit of road I've ever driven on. They've done an amazing job with the seal and all the stuff around there. It's absolutely slug driving on a piece of glass. It's beautiful.
Any questions about information items? Councillor Lambert.
I've got three, if that's okay. First one is, I just want a query actually. In the information items, there's a receipt for $100 for the Longford Fire Brigade Christmas lolly run. Is that something that they've requested, or is that something that council has done? And the reason I ask is because there are other fire brigades who do lolly runs as well, which I'm sure would be appreciative of the funds.
Historically, we've given the Longford and Perth Brigades $100 donation at Christmas time towards their lolly run to thank them for their help that they've been asked during the year, basically, because if we need some works done or we need them to bring their truck and wash the road or whatever, they'll do it. So
I can't say Perth one in here.
Yeah, no, both Perth and Longford.
All right, so just as long as you, that's what I was asking. That's excellent, thank you. The other one I had was I just wanted to get some update on the completion of the footbridge at Perth and the subsequent installation of the seat.
With regards to footbeds, the works manager can provide some comment there. The difficulty is going to getting concrete, but I'll let the works manager provide some comment.
They brought out work, they just can't get them coming for their job. We're going to meet him with someone else tomorrow on site, and then hopefully he'll get put across to us and accept it. We're probably more expensive than others, but I think we need to get it done. The seat actually is sitting on depot, it just needs a place for it.
Yep, right. So realistically, we need the bridge done first.
The footpath, footpath.
Excellent. Well, there's something to tell Peter anyway, so that's good. I just have one other.
Yes, that's fine.
Now that the event has been decided, is going ahead, the new motorama, for want of a better term, what role did council have a role in the previous ones? Will we be having a role in the new one, and what might that look like?
Well, we weren't having much contact with the previous one, even though officers were endeavouring to get contact, and I don't think they were looking for too much from us this time, other than progressing permits. It's very similar to the current group as well. They've had some initial discussions with us, but we'll be meeting with them further. It's really about getting permits in place. They may ask for some support with bins to be provided, which we've done previously, so it's really mostly in kind, which still does cost. But it's an in-kind contribution we make. So we're still having those discussions, and we'll identify what they are and we can report back to council.
In our event funding, we did allocate $1,650 towards the new group.
The new group, not the previous group.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. We actually
did it to this new group in the state because I thought they were running it, not the other group.
Oh, right. Perhaps. 6 cents or something.
Yes.
So we will do everything in our power as a council to help progress that, because we don't want that to be the sticking point for this new group who have taken on a huge job. another one that would be a sticking point for them to be able to get the event up and running.
Yeah. They realise they've got
that time.
They've got 150,000
state government. And before the state actually approved all this, they actually came to us as officers and asked us for our comments and what they were proposing.
Yep.
And they sought our support for the individuals. And then we got a couple of calls from the committee members, which we'd already advised them, no, we've already given that, because we obviously know who they all are. They're all local people, and they're all of very good character and good business people. So
I'm surprised to see that something's happening now, and we need to make sure that lots of community support.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Is there, and if there's any money left over from the 450,000, there's 150,000 that given that through, right? That's what they got today. And the rest is...
I believe they might have got 50,000 of it back.
So you are aware they are looking at holding it on at the Woolmers location, and they're looking at trialling the museum there, for the Moan Museum there, for about 5 or 6 months too, because they'd like to set up the Smaller Mandalit again. And I think they actually stressed that to the state government too, so I think that opened the door for them to have further discussions about opportunities for the museum in the future. And I think they'll probably come to ask for us to get behind that.
Well, that would be good for us, because we've been looking for
it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd just be great to keep it in the area.
Can I just ask you, so they're having it at Woolmers?
Yes. Yeah. And they'll have a run, a vehicle run from Launceston all the way up through Longford, hopefully through Perth as well.
Mm-hmm. So, would have been a bit
of yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it could have been, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
you
know, it's on
the
racetrack.
Yes,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have an event.
We have
an
event,
that's right.
And then maybe some of the things we can put to the community next time.
And well done to that group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, well done.
That's me, thank you.
Councillor
Goss.
Yes,
Christy Moore Swinson. I'm just trying to just give a bit of feedback. The Australian Day event that ended up being at the Pool, and they had a really successful day. Really like the council's done a fantastic job of reviewing there, and just absolutely a pleasure to look at the new surface on the swimming pool and entering the swimming pool. The committee's very strong at the minute. There are plenty of people there helping out and doing stuff, and Australia Day at the pool, it was packed out all day. We had there was two guards and a volunteer guard there, three people on the day working, and the pool became really, really good. It just looks so special, the pool now, with the surrounds done, the pool being level and flat, and lots of people from Cressy, and surprisingly, the committee tells me that lots of people from outside of the community as well. So people were travelling out from beyond Northern Midlands to the pool, and they're making it a really, really special day. The new barbecue is a hit. Every day it's being used out there by families, and it's going really, really well. So I suppose I'd like to invite any councillors who are going past, call and have a look, and just have a look, see what it looks like. To where it was about 15 years ago, when I started on council, it's just a different looking complex altogether now, and council's done a fantastic job. And I suppose we should thank the state government for the $100,000 towards it, and the National Party for their $400,000 towards it. So thank you very much to those people as well. So very good. So.
And
please get behind them and support. Have a look at what they're doing, and call them and see what's going on there. It's a great job.
I thought it was lovely too. It's really good. I had a swim there through this month, and with this, and it was really good. There was a lot of kids there, bombing. other than that, it was a very enjoyable afternoon. And it looks great.
It does look great. Yeah, beautiful.
And I started swimming down in Brumbies Creek because there wasn't any pool, and it wasn't until Palatina came along and old Artie Green and all them blokes had to go and lobby Eric Reese to get a swimming pool. And they got some memorial.
There's two things I need to let you know about in my attendance list. The meeting with the Launceston Airport, I didn't get that taken out of the agenda in time. That's not happening until the 23rd of next month now. The meeting with the doctor at Evandale, however, has produced some rather bad news. That doctor is leaving on the 17th of February. I've got an appointment to meet with Brian Mitchell, the federal member, and also we're linking up with Fiona Young from Health North to see if we can have some sort of resolution there. So, yeah, that's not...
Is it a lack of people going to that surgery?
No, a different issue altogether.
Oh, yeah. It's a lack of doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so...
My question is, what was the issue with the water? Because I got a text message about a water outrage at Longford.
Outrage?
Instead of a water outrage.
Outrage.
I was thinking maybe someone upstream, maybe a farmer, put something in the water. And
what actually happened? Was it a pressure issue?
Yeah, it blew out just down near the flood limit. No matter what, I think they maybe get old council staff involved because Longford should never have been out of water. Perhaps you tell them about to turn off the water. It doesn't go on full pressure when you've got water. But they took a few days to repair, but it actually wouldn't put it where it actually just falling back into its sideways. So the barrel was there.
Okay, so we need to move.
I just think that issue, we need to discuss it because it was 2 days, you know, basically without water, and the tanker that was, or the tank that was supplied weren't big enough. I know Matthew was down there. And, you know, they needed to really, knowing that it was going to be out for some time, supply something that went on, or we need to have a tank somewhere with some size as well, at least your drinking water.
Yeah, agreed. They sent a tank of 1,000 litres for the whole town of Longford, which lasted about an hour. And thankfully, I was in contact with Des, and then Des would then get another load delivered. But other than that, and they logged there with no personnel to hand the water out.
Oh.
So luckily, there was Gary Baker that was there that works on the council staff. He decided he'd help, and I helped, and there was two or three other volunteers there. We dished the water out from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, and with about three tankers and a heap of bottled water. If it wasn't for Des contacting someone higher up in Taz Water, we'd have only ended up with the one tanker, because that was what the workers were saying. They were saying, you're getting this tank of the water, and that was it. And there was elderly people walking down there on walking sticks, carrying buckets, and it was so bloody hard to tell them that I'd ran out of water, and I wasn't sure when the water was going to come back. So there was a lot of stuff that we could learn by it, and a lot of stuff that Taz Water could learn by it, but thankfully we got through it.
So you might need to remember some of that, Councillor Lambert, if you attend the Taz Water meeting on my behalf.
I will, absolutely.
I think Taz Water was appreciative how it went off in the end.
I don't think they understood about Longford, because all the names and addresses and things they were giving were
all wrong.
And I don't think they knew what was going on either for a while, did they?
No, they didn't.
They thought it was all going to be over and done
within
a few hours.
Yes, that was the message I got.
It don't seem to have a structure, if I can say. The one that went up in the top of Marlborough Street 6 months or 12 months ago leaked for two months, you know, and there was youths go in and have a look at it, but nothing happened. And it was still running, right, for 2 months. I mean, that's something gone wrong there. Definitely gone wrong.
Councillor Goss.
Sorry to interrupt you, but just on the question before, I didn't thank the staff for doing what they did up there. The council staff managed the job and they did the majority of the work. I think they're disagreeing with me, but they did a fantastic job, and I don't know how we went with the budget, but I think it went everything went pretty good there, so great job by the staff, all staff involved there. Yeah. And sorry for missing off in the thank you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll pass that on.
Okay, I need a mover and a seconder to accept the information items. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Adams, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now we're up to governance reports, live streaming of open council meetings, and it's on page 173. Yes.
Where are we
at now? It's governance reports 13.1, live streaming of open council meetings.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where it is in the papers. On the computer, it's 173.
Yeah,
I'll Okay, I need someone to move a recommendation. You found it? Councillor Lambert.
Well, I'll move A and B. So provide an allocation in 2023-24 draft budget to implement improvements to the council meeting room, information technology to allow live streaming, and officers prepare a guide to the live streaming open council meetings for council's consideration.
Right. Councillor McCullough, seconding. Any discussion? Councillor Lambert.
Yeah. I'm really pleased that this has come back so quickly. I've got people in the community chat and I said to them, oh, it might not be till the next budget, and they go, no, we need it sooner. And I said, well, we need to get technology and if it gets passed, get all those things put in place and policies, etc. But my question is, it seems really expensive. That's super expensive. And that, you know, that makes me feel really, look, I'm wondering whether we should get another couple of quotes to add to these, to sort of give us a bit of context and balance here, because it seems a huge amount of money. I don't know when these quotes were taken, whether they're even still current. And my fear is if they were taken a while ago that they may be more now than what they are. But I think we need to look at perhaps a couple of other quotes to go with them as well, just so we can satisfy ourselves that. And do we need all of that technology? Because not that long ago we had a big refurb here. So I'm just wondering, do we need all of that technology, given what we've already upgraded here? And can we get maybe another quote or two, just to give us some context?
Madam Mayor, that's why it's in closed council. We didn't want the value to be put out in the community, because we will be calling further quotes, two or three extra quotes. The people we engaged are the best that we've been advised in the industry to do the work, but they're also coming across as the most expensive as well. But as indicated, we put in closed so as nobody else was aware of the cost, and the only reason was so as we could get further quotes.
Councillor McCullough?
Yeah, I was going to say something, get a second or third quote. I got an indication from another council there, it was sub 20, but it was about 3 years ago, so there's a substantial disparity there.
300 and sub 20 over 3 or 4 years. And we don't know
what they already had. Correct. That's
the thing.
Yeah.
Probably
thought we could utilise some
of
the
infrastructure in here, e.g. the monitoring
television
and
stuff.
Yeah. No further
comments.
Councillor
Adams?
Yeah, the server,
what's it go out on?
Technically wise, I have no idea, Councillor, but.
You don't know the answer to that one.
I just need to know what the server is, and that we hire space, or does it go off on our some sort of deal with our website or whatever? I don't know that.
Yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
I'll support the motion. I think this preludes the next one, but and no problem with that. But there are the issues of there's no privilege in councils, so what you say is live. The protocols around it, but other councils are doing it, so maybe we need to get, if they've got some protocols written up, maybe we need to have a look at those as well.
I agree totally with Councillor Adams there. I think protocols and precedents probably have been set in what's happened in the past, and I'm looking at here, obviously it's some council control of it. Obviously if we can have staff doing certain things, you know, I just feel a little bit uneasy about it until I know what the whole procedure is. I like the principle, and I'd love to see the budget come in well in under 100,000. I just scared me a little bit, 114. Yeah, so I agree we continue at this stage, but we look into it a bit closer.
Councillor Lambert, do you want to start?
I just wanted to support what the two councillors have just said about going to other councillors who are doing it, and it's probably been doing it for a while now, looking at some of the pitfalls and things that they may have, you know, some of the lessons that they've learned in putting theirs together. I know Devonport City Council will have a fantastic system, so they might be one to start with, and there are many other councillors doing it as well. Not hard to find.
Launceston's just redone theirs, and that's where we went to the similar company. They used the same company that we got the quote from.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Don't we need to change the recommendation a bit then to take all that in?
That will cover it, I'd say. Yeah. I think it will cover all the...
What about
that? Well,
that'll be close.
Well, and it will come back to council to consider. So, it's in the budget. So there'll be budget consideration where elected members will obviously be asking the question, and we'll be making the decision whether it goes ahead or not.
Thank you.
Okay, put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The next one is the council meetings.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, I'd just like to make a note that we duplicated the resolutions at the bottom of the page there and incorporated the live streaming, so that will need to be deleted in the minutes, and we'll progress that. At the bottom of the page.
At the bottom of the page. Oh, yeah, okay, in the report.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. As long as that's noted.
Yeah.
So we need a mover and a seconder for whichever recommendation you choose. Councillor Goss.
I'm happy to move the pay.
That we make no change to the council venue and continue to hold monthly council meetings at Longford Chambers. Do I have a seconder?
At Longford,
yes. Councillor Adams. All right, discussion. Councillor Brooks.
I won't support that motion. I'd like to see us have meetings in other towns. We did it back in the day and it worked quite well. I can remember having a meeting at Campbelltown Hospital a couple of times and it went off really well. And when we had a meeting in those towns, we always tended to get issues relating to that area. So it was really good so that people would come along and really support it. And I think that's what we probably need, to get people more involved in the issues that are around. So I think having meetings just at Longford does restrict someone from, say, Ross or Campbelltown that might want to come in and have a listen to what we're talking about. So I couldn't support that one.
Councillor Andrews.
Can I ask, is there a significant cost structure around having the council meeting somewhere else other than at Longford? How much would it cost? Would it be costly to do that?
I think if the costs were identified, they could range anything up to about $100,000, because we'd have to get the quotes. A number of the sites, as identified in there, are deficient with regards to their capacity. The best site probably is actually the Campbelltown facility down there, because obviously that's set up, and that would allow us to do mostly everything except for perhaps the online streaming, and there'd probably just be a minor upgrade, not minor, still might be costly. But the other sites, there's nothing that exists.
Councillor Adams.
I believe that we've just voted to stream our meetings. That'll take some time, but we'll get there. I think that opens up the council meetings to everybody in the municipality if they want to thing in. It'll be interesting to look at the ratings to see how we're rating as a council meeting after we get streaming. Therefore, I don't think that it's necessary for us to cut the staff and everybody all over the municipality. It's not that big a place to come 30 minutes from Campbelltown or any of, and the main lot of ratepayers are in the north across the north here, which is really no more than 20 or 30 minutes away from Longford anyway. So in overall terms, I can't believe meeting in other places is a plus. If we want to get people involved, well, we can come up with a strategy for that. But we've got our committee systems through our towns, our town committees. I think these are opportunities for people to get involved. You'll always find somebody coming up with an idea and tell you what you should be doing. That's a pretty common thing within ratepayers and taxpayers I've found in my life. I support us continuing here. See how the streaming goes, and in a year or two, maybe we want to revisit it.
Okay, I'm going to again, Councillor Lambert.
Make a quick comment. Obviously, I'm all for the streaming. I think that's I've been pretty heavily lobbied about that, and I think that's a good way for us to be going. I was sort of looking at perhaps the 6 month Campbelltown because the facilities were there. But then I'm looking around the room and I'm thinking, there's not one community member here We had a few here for planning, yes, but they're gone. No one's here for interest, or at this meeting anyway. I mean, I know the other meetings, that's okay, Councillor Locke. Really, the amount of money that we're going to spend on the stream, I'd like to see how that goes first, and I think, was Councillor Adams who mentioned perhaps we can revisit it after we've got the stream up and going and see whether that satisfies our community need.
I just quickly say that I probably support D, where I'd like to see the open council workshop idea, not on a too regular basis, but I think that's a good way to do it. And there may be a big issue that comes up in a certain town where, you know, it would be a good idea to organise that. In regards to the live streaming, obviously a lot of people will never have the ability to do it, or either technically or knowledge-wise. So it is, but also I just wonder whether there would be some people, maybe at Ross or Royal George or somewhere, who obviously can't get to a meeting here, but are they going to get to a meeting at Evandale or thing anyway? Unless Longford Care, a car or a company can go and pick them up, it's a bit hard to cover everybody anyway. So I agree, this stage, live streaming is the first step. I would like to see that open council workshop policy utilised where necessary to give people in those outlying areas a bit more of a say. But I'll support the motion.
Can I just ask, though, the council workshops are confidential. What we're saying, the council workshops, they're confidential.
It says the open council workshop.
Yes. Since when do we have an open council workshop?
That wouldn't be.
If we did.
You'd have to change.
You'd change the format.
Discussion about the issues rather than... Yeah.
Be a community meeting.
Community meeting. Yeah.
There's some issues with planning that we have a discussion and it stops being, look like we're all, you know, can't find the solution to something in a planning situation. So it's pretty good, I think, to have a workshop about the planning before we get to full open council. I think that works pretty well.
And there are times when we have issues and we have a consultant that will run a workshop in lots of community different
an example would be if Canberra was going to be bypassed. You'd have to. Some kind of workshop.
Yes. It's kind of what we do now. Okay, so I'm going to put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Brooks is the only one against? Yep. Carried. A call for public submission on the local government elections. We've just had. Yeah, it's
where the minister is set up in there.
Yeah, that's correct. And the report's been prepared. It's in actually the attachments, and it starts on page 556. And there's a number of recommendations there. There's about five of them that came through from the officers. And I think the officer also sought some comment from yourselves. I think one or two provided some advice back as well. The relevant minister is actually visiting us this week as well. And there'll be probably another opportunity then to have a discussion.
I noticed a couple of minor typos, which I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you let me know?
I will, yes. Okay, so we need a mover and a seconder for the recommendation.
Okay.
Yes, Councillor Andrews. Have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Adams?
I just hope it doesn't just get down to the size of call for...
No, it doesn't. It's about reviewing the candidate's handbook needs to be reviewed.
Yeah.
There's another suggestion learning package details. There's also majority with regards to, it's also been raised about how you only had to vote from 1 to 5. Suggested that perhaps they should be going the 1 to 9 or 1 to 8, whatever the council numbers are, those sort of issues.
That's very true. They're very issues. It goes against everything their flight system by only 1 in 5, just nonsense. Mm-hmm. And the other one was, there was another major point. I just think that a non-citizen of our country can run for council is, you know, just out of out of order, and that should have been tidied up and fixed up. You should be a citizen. I mean, there's other places in the world where you can't belong to the postal service. You can't deliver the mail unless you're a citizen. Air defence forces and all these things. I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. That hasn't been included.
No, but we can put that in.
Yeah.
Just here today, that they were talking about having a, you walk in and do the voting, like we.
Oh,
like
they'll have all sorts of options, and then they'll come up with what they want.
Rather than do the postal vote, you walk in the Memorial Hall and tick your name off. Like we do first. Yeah.
Do it on your mobile.
Yeah, Councillor Lambert.
I was actually going to bring up the same point. I was trying to see whether it was here before I brought it up. I couldn't quite see it. Perhaps we need to look at that as an option of actually going into vote like they do in the state and federal elections, because this ballot process, I mean, it was quite bizarre.
It's a long time.
Councillor Andrews.
Yes. And also,
just a comment from a lot of people made comment to me that it was the first time that it was compulsory voting, and I was surprised that a lot of people didn't realise that if they voted for the mayor positions and the deputy mayor positions, they also had to vote for that person as a councillor, because they had to be elected as a councillor first and then.
Yes, and that happens every election.
But
if many people elected to deputy mayor and didn't get on the council, it's a difficult one to think about.
So improved education. So I've noted down here the ability to actually walk in and vote, citizen of Australia, and improved education.
And one thing against. And one thing against polling booths itself is in remote locations, they've actually got to then travel to go and vote, whereas postal, it's easy, you just post it. So
they
there's
do
quite,
anyway,
both sides.
State and federal?
Yes, they do for folks, state and federal, yes, they do. Yes. Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Stakeholder engagement strategy for the communication and engagement, economic development, health and wellbeing, arts and culture, and youth strategies.
These are big. These are big questions. I mean, big policy issues.
Yes, they are.
So it'll take a bit of time.
Yeah.
Would be my consideration, and nothing against it.
Yeah.
So you're moving a recommendation, Councillor Adams?
Yeah, I'll move the recommendation.
Do you think that's too many going out at once, or?
No, it's good to do that. I think to get them out there. I mean, most people have talked about this. I mean, economic development comes up quite a lot. Arts and culture, neighbouring municipalities do a lot more in that space than we do, and not only neighbouring ones, others as well. Health and wellbeing, well, there's a lot in that space that we can do. I mean, that get recognised from our walking tracks and bike paths and all those things, to add to those things. And I think there'll probably be some federal funds and direction to tap into in those spaces as well. And so we should have policy that can reflect that, so we can. We can take advantage of those that area as well.
Do I have a second there?
I'm sorry.
Councillor Andrews, yes, Councillor Andrews.
Are we doing all of these things all at the same time because of cost? Is it cost every time we? Because I'm a bit with you, the general manager, that there's an awful lot there all going out at the same time. You confuse people.
Yeah. We have a timeline under my review to get them all underway, but we've done the bit. Sorry, as officers, we've progressed to the point of the draft being done, they're only drafts and draft actions. We need now the community's input for that to come back to yourselves. And I do think it might be a bit overwhelming having all go out. But in saying that, we might have to split it over, say, a 3 or 4 month period, and it may go out a little bit longer than what it should. But it's probably a better way to ensure we get the feedback. Because if we go out and hold a workshop in each town for 2 or 3 hours and we're trying to focus on 5 items, what sort of feedback are we going to get? It might be better going out with 2 or 3 to each town The communication one is more about council's communication, to be quite honest, and do we really need to out the community with that one? It's there on the list, but again, that's our policy. But again, it's probably still worthwhile having community comment on that. But yeah, I do agree that having all of them go at once is a bit of a concern.
And there'll probably be different stakeholders.
And Madam Mayor, it might be that we actually it's still grab all at once, but have three or four different tables that people sit on where their interest lies in a particular policy. I suppose what will be complicating there if they actually feel like they want to comment on something else.
Also, too, I think that when you publicise these, and you know you're doing a really good job at letting everybody know through all the different areas that these things are on. Once again, if this is what you're telling people is happening, it's so complicated. There's so much going on. You might actually turn people off because there's too much to deal with in one session.
Is it worthwhile doing one over a 2 month period? It's going to cost a bit more, but you'll be assured of getting community input. Hopefully you would be.
Councillor Lambert.
I was going to suggest we stagger them. I think we'll get a better, I believe we'll get a better outcome from our community if we stagger them. But maybe when we initiate the first one, for example, we say, well, we've got these other workshops coming up. Or we schedule them in so we can say, you know, this one's happening in September, April, this one's happening in this month. So people can actually go, oh, that one doesn't interest me, but this one does, I'll wait for this one. And I note that you've got the district committees involved, which is great, feedback from them, also, and the drop-in session. So I think and the advertising that Councillor Andrews mentioned is really good, but I think we'd be better off to stagger them just to make sure that we get the best opportunity to get the most input that we possibly can.
So do one at a time and develop a schedule.
You could do one for some and really use that information, as you say, gather get people, this is what's going on. And then do two, maybe together.
So do we need a third dot point?
Putting it in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. That won't go down well. Or would. Okay, is everyone happy with that? Produce a schedule for consultation.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And can I congratulate the staff on doing it in such a short amount of time? They were the KPI, part of the KPIs that we instructed the general manager that we wanted to look at. And it's amazing that it's happened so quickly. Good work. 14.1, Development Services, the monthly report.
No, sorry, 13.5.
Oh, but yes, we've got a 13.5, I beg your pardon.
Policy review, code of conduct agreement. Yes, Madam Mayor, it is as presented. As you'd be aware, the state government's still going to do it through a full review of the code of conduct, and there will be a model being prepared, and that my understanding is we'll be consulted on that. So all we're doing here is meeting the necessary requirement, but there will be further consultation within this coming period.
So we have a recommendation that the Council, pursuant to Section 28 of the Local Government Act, adopts the Model Code of Conduct for elected members set out in the Local Government Model of Code of Conduct without variation. That's for the moment here. It is as is at the moment. So I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Lambert?
No.
Councillor Andrews? Any discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, now 14.1, Development Services Monthly Report. It was in this report, Councillor McCullough, that there was a note. Yes, so if you just leave the room and fill in the little thing, we'll move the rest of it and then we'll come back in. I will move that and then you come straight back in and we'll move the rest of it. Here's a book.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
You probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No, that's a no yet.
Just a moment.
May I?
Yep. Yes.
Your daughter, so I just can't, I didn't see any. It's planning 220251.
Yep, so you've got to leave the room too for something.
Okay.
We'll do
yeah.
this one first,
haven't we? Yeah, we'll do this one first. This one is planning 210073. I can tell you the page. It's on 195. You're right, you stay there. So we'll just note this one. Mm-hmm. I need a mover and a seconder. That's Andrews.
And yes, I think I've got one.
I do.
I live on Brittany Street, I'm sure.
All right. So. don't leave yet. Who wishes to second it? We've got a mover.
Okay.
Councillor Adams. Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Right, Councillor Goss. Can you tell Councillor
McCullough? What's your one?
What's your one?
It's out there.
It's out there already. Just let Ms.
T20251.
This one here. 220251.
Yep.
I'm trouble filling the form.
22. Okay, thank you. Okay, this one is for planning 220251. We noted. I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Lambert. Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right.
Now I'm
going. He's out the front for you. What's your number?
220185.
220185.
Just out.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've got to wait for Richard to come back.
I prefer to be doing hard soft copies. But yeah. It's mostly the attachments that are.
Okay, now we're going to note that planning 220185 is noted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Oh, I need a movement a second. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Andrews. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right. Councillor Archer back and we'll do the rest. Mm-hmm.
the council and the colour, he was out for which ones he had for, but I just...
2043.
What about 210073?
Oh, they don't?
There's two there.
One was kicked out today.
If it's noted in the agenda though, we'd better do it. Yep.
What was the first one?
Okay, so I'll move in a second to accept 0243. Just the report be noted. Councillor Brooks, you're moving? And a second, Councillor Archer. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Great, thank you. Yep. Who's
calling? Councillor McCullough's still not back.
Yeah, but does he know to come back?
Oh, you better let him know. Yes, sorry.
Oh, I just saw him walk back in.
Yes, I do. Okay, so now we need a mover and a second to accept the rest of the monthly report. Councillor Brooks and Councillor Gloss. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right. This one's the paper copy that we got, the monthly financial statements. Ms. Brickman, do you want to make any comments?
No, it's just really as read in the agenda, and there's no changes in this month. There'll be a budget review for the next month.
Right.
The book left for 2 times.
Right, Councillor Boss.
I'll move the recommendation.
This is for the monthly financial statement.
The monthly financial report.
Councillor Brooks is seconding. Any discussion? Any questions? Councillor Boss.
The question just wondered how the investments, how they're going, with increasing interest rates. Have we done any gain there? Has there been any substantial gain over the last six months?
We did budget for a fairly high interest return. But obviously we had some in for a long term, those 5-year terms, so we'll just sort of wait for them to come off. So you will notice in that schedule that there's still some on 1.6%. So we're just waiting for them to come off now so that we can get the higher return. So yeah, we should meet budget.
We'll meet budget.
Yeah.
No further questions. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, we're moving to the closed council meeting. Councillor Boss, Councillor Adams. All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.